This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You can see you could probably survive in there. But if you're back on the truck, like typically people assisting with the garbage yard, then that was the full impact there.
They're going on to the conference, and I'll be going. It's in West Virginia, great state. I'll be going there. I'll be going tomorrow, and we'll be together. But it was a pretty rough hit. That's what they all tell me. I spoke to a few of the folks, and they say it was tough.
It was tough, and that's where we start. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're talking about the train accident earlier in the day, Wednesday, where a garbage truck smashed into the train that was carrying part of Congress, some of the Republicans, up to the Greenbrier Resort for a retreat weekend. There was no injuries except for one among the members of Congress, and the one injury was a lawmaker from Minnesota, rather, who Congressman Jason Lewis, who was injured, who did have a concussion, had a slight concussion, supposedly is what they said. So he was taken to the hospital, treated, and then released. And you know, the truck driver, though, the truck driver was killed, and it was a scary moment because it was a hard hit, as President Trump said. And before that, you heard Senator Jeff Flake talking about it. And it's, you know, the train carrying the Republicans smashing into a garbage truck. It's just wild, actually, wild that happened. So as we move through what the day has brought, what I say is the crossroads of all that we're talking about here on ATN, there are a couple of, I think, big things. And one of them is still the reaction to the State of the Union address. And so what does it mean? You move forward. And the ratings for the address were over 45 million people watched. You got some that were tanking the Prez for clapping, tanking Nancy Pelosi for scowling. The usual kind of quarterbacking on what's said, but I don't think anything incredibly earth-shattering came out of it, where really you could just go after the president, or you could say that he just completely tanked what he was doing, and it was a speech that was more like a CEO, I would say, as I watched it back today, than the last president, who was more of an orator, and it was more magical, and he was more of a that kind of a speaker, where the president now is more of the boom, here it is, boom, here it is, boom, here it is. And that's how that State of the Union went, over 80 minutes. And we talked about that a lot in the last show. But the next day, it's always still stressed and pulled apart. And it will be over the weekend and the Sunday swirl, when the political talking heads get together and they have other people on shows. Now they'll talk about this accident. I'm certain that'll be a little bit of what's talked about. And then move forward and actually get into some of the nitty-gritty of what was said. Will there be a wall? What happens with immigration? What happens with the Dreamers? What happens with infrastructure moving forward? What's all that going to look like? And is there going to be bipartisan cooperation or not? Because ultimately, you know what, it does come down to that, because it comes down to votes. And we got three branches of government, and as much as the president has the power of the veto, it's the legislators that have the power of making the laws and voting on the laws. And that's that whole march to the White House, trying to come up with compromises, trying to get people on board. It's the cycle that we live with in our democratic process. So there still are always decisions that are up in the air. Now, one of the biggest things coming out is this memo. The FBI saying that they have grave concerns over releasing the memo because the president was heard kind of whispering to a reporter when was asked, not even whispering, just saying it, that yes, he wants the memo to be released. But the FBI says, oh, blah, 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 blah. We don't like the idea. We have grave concerns about the accuracy of this classified memo on the Russia investigation that President Trump wants to release to the public. It's actually one of the first times I can remember that the Bureau has gone against the White House openly in that I can think of, where there's a big divide between the Justice Department and the White House. It's an incredibly, incredibly unusual public statement. It's a four-page memo. It was drafted by Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee. They say the memo reveals improper use of surveillance by the FBI and the Justice Department in the Russia investigation. But the FBI is saying, oh, no, 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 facts were omitted. So that's what they're saying. They're saying that the material, the omissions, would impact the way it's released and the accuracy of it. So that makes us want to see it more, right? Tell us we can't see it. No, no, don't eat that chocolate donut. Don't go for that chocolate donut. Don't have another cookie when you're a kid. Don't you dare touch that cookie jar. We want to put our hand in the cookie jar. We want to know what that memo is about. And so release, not release. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders told CNN on Wednesday that a legal and national security review of the document was continuing. Trump had not read the memo as of last night prior to and immediately after the State of the Union. She mentioned that as well. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly said on Wednesday that he expected the memo to be released pretty quick. So, according to Republicans, the memo alleges that surveillance misconduct in the early stages of the FBI investigating the potential Trump campaign ties to Russia. But Dems are calling the memo a cherry-picked list of talking points that attempts to distract from the committee's investigation into Russian meddling into the election that sent the current president to the White House. So there's a big tug of war, and I'm just laughing over this memo. Should they release it? Will they release it? Do you care what's in the memo? What do you think should happen? The vote to release the memo was unprecedented in the committee's history because that's, of course, what they talked about. And Congressman Adam Schiff, who's the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, said that nothing in the memo vindicates Trump. That it's a misleading narrative. That it's, so that there's nothing there that's going to do that whatsoever. And, you know, this whole story was dumped by the Washington Post when they had all the details of the White House meeting between the FBI and the Justice Department. And, of course, they're not talking about it. And the FBI director, Christopher Wray, says if he has to, you know, if he feels like he has to go against the White House, he goes against the White House. And now we're more curious as to what's in the memo. What do you think's in the memo? I think anything dicey would be extracted from it anyway, and that's why there would be some misleading statements, perhaps. Hang with us.
Looking back, pre-keeping track of the progress of the keeping of the ego intact. Before I realize...
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I could listen to that over and over again. I love hearing that launch, and that's of course, SpaceX. That's the Elon Musk creation. And people laughed at him when he said the we're coming up with a SpaceX deal. He, and of course this is years ago, but thought that it was just, absolutely ridiculous. Think about those satellites and think about the space and think about the possibilities. And he nailed it, I think. Absolutely. So, bravo to Elon Musk, whatever you say. You know, it's interesting, Luxembourg, I was just reading this, the Prime Minister watched the GovSat-1 space launch, and that was SpaceX, exactly what you heard. He was at Cape Canaveral, Florida to see that. That's what was happening there. And this is how this stuff works. So this is where we're going to talk about for a few minutes because I feel like talking about it. And you might not know much about SpaceX. So there you go. Kate Delaney, American Tonight. It's a 50-50 share in this project. The partner is SES, which is a commercial satellite operator that bases itself in the Grand Duchy. So GovSat-1 is an example of Luxembourg's role in the space arena. Its deputy prime minister, who was also there, is talking a lot about the country and the fact that they're at the forefront of plans to go mine asteroids. That's what made me want to talk about it. I'm like, wait, did I just see some television thing about asteroids crashing to the planet? Yes. So GovSat 1 into orbit on SpaceX's back, the Falcon 9 rocket. It's going to try to, you know, kind of forge a new market in satellite communications. But they're serious about that, that that's what they want to see happen. They want to be able to do that. By the way, the satellite, when we're talking about commercial platforms and all of that, government to and government-approved agencies, the satellite uses frequencies that are reserved for the military, deploying the sort of anti-jamming features and encryption you would normally find on a national military platform. So they basically mix it all up, and that's what you find in commercial programs. And obviously they're going to be using GovSat 1, and some of it would be offered to other NATO countries, they're saying. They see it as their contribution, by the way, to NATO members' commitment to try to spend at least 2% of the GDP on defense. So they're doing their part. I guess that's the best way to say it. And I was looking at the GovSat 1 and the separation, they have pictures of it from SpaceX, the separation from the Falcon at the end of the flight. Oh, it's cool. I mean, you know, I get sometimes nerdy about the whole space thing, but this was cool to see. And so boom, the flight's there. So now it's all about, prepping at the Cape for the liftoff of the Falcon Heavy vehicle. By the way, that rocket is scheduled to make its maiden flight next Tuesday. So the Heavy is essentially three Falcon 9s strapped together. All right, that's about as deep as I go because I'm no rocket scientist. Those are just a few things that I have been paying attention to, and I'm fascinated by what Musk has done and how people are using it and what happened there with Luxembourg and their offer to give some give back in that 2%. So, voila. Meanwhile, here back on Earth, things that are worth talking about include, and there's so much what I call popcorn, meaning interesting side notes to what's happening around us that, you know, you might not necessarily be paying attention to, but I know you're paying attention to this. Who doesn't know Groundhog Day? Have you not seen the Bill Murray movie Groundhog Day? Go and, well, just stream it. Stream the Groundhog movie or rent it. Maybe some of you still go to Redbox. It is, you know, it's, I think it's one of Bill Murray's best movies, but the whole premise, of course, is Groundhog Day, and in this movie, it's repeated again and again and again and again, and it's to see your shadow or you not see your shadow. And will we have more winter or will we have spring upon us faster? And it's interesting. I saw a stat today, maybe in the USA Today, about Punxsutawney Phil and the shadow. And they've been predicting this. It's been a thing since 1887. He has seen his shadow. You ready for this? Seen his shadow 103 times. That means 6 more weeks of winter. Not seen a shadow 18 times. That means spring is happening. So flip a coin on the accuracy, right? They say since 1988, the groundhog was right 14 times, wrong 16 times. So isn't it an old wives' tale? Can you imagine if somebody suggested in that town, hey, you know what? Let's not do groundhog. Let's not have all the press come out and have the obligatory shot. Let's just not do it anymore. Because it was fun for all those years from the 1800s, but not anymore. Even though Phil Punxsutawney is the most famous, there are other forecasters. So I found that out. So West Virginia has Frenchie Creek Freddy. Georgia has General Beauregard Lee. Ohio, as you can imagine, has Buckeye Chuck. North Carolina has Sir Walter Wally. Wink, wink. Louisiana has the Cajun Groundhog. Alabama has the Smith Lake Jake. Love it. Wisconsin's Jimmy. New York, Staten Island, Chuck. In fact, the full name is Chuck G. Hogg. And I didn't even know this, but Groundhog Day, the origins actually go back to ancient Europe. And the celebration of Candlemas, which is the midway point, is what they called it, between winter solstice and spring equinox. The exact midpoint of the astronomical winter. And so that's the whole superstition thing. That fair weather predicted stormy and cold second half to winter. It's an old English saying about it, actually. And it was a big deal. You know, Candlemas was a big deal if you've read any history. I would like, you know what, I don't dislike winter, and some of you really deal with winter, so it's a much different scenario for you, but I wouldn't be sad if it was more about spring. I would like that. I like spring. Spring is one of my favorites, right? It's in the 70s, you're walking around with that light jack on. You don't have to have all those layers. Your hands aren't freezing because you forgot your gloves and you forgot your hat and your coat. That happened to me twice, and you've probably heard it in my voice months ago when I was in Palm Springs and did not have the right attire. Whoops, you mean it gets cold here at night? Now, this time of year? Who knew? Who knew that happens? Hey, coming up on our next show, we're going to do that nail the score thing because we have the Super Bowl. Is it going to be Philadelphia? Is it going to be the Patriots? Again, back-to-back Super Bowls. Will the underdogs pull it off, which is Philly? They are given 5, so in other words, 5 points. The Patriots are favored by 5 points. And boy, what an early Valentine's Day present that would be for the owner of Philadelphia, Jeffrey Lurie, to the city of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, if they could pull it off. So there is a chance, and I'll talk more specifics about that as I have been doing some intel, if you will, on the game. But for you, you're just going to level a guess. Is it going to be Philly? Is it going to be the Patriots? And what will the final score be on a week where we talk about the groundhog, but on Super Bowl Sunday where there's more pizza sold than any other day of the year. For pizza delivery guys, if they're getting decent tips, it's like a bonus for them. But it's also crazy because they're rolling around all over the place, and that's what happens. You eat bad food, you watch the game, it feels like a holiday, and craziness ensues with the Super Bowl. And you don't even need that super blue blood moon eclipse to make you feel a little crazed and feel like, wow, do I have to really go to work the next day after the Super Bowl? Really? Because I was watching the commercials. I wasn't even watching the game. Hang with us.
You made me feel so good inside.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
She's written a book called Life, God's Plan, The Wonder of It All. I love, love, love that title. Helen, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Well, it's wonderful to be here and experience the fact that I just wanted to get out how much that my husband and I have depended upon the Lord all our lives, as particularly after marriage, when my husband became a minister. And then later on in a world ministry, this took him all over the world, which was exciting and just wonderful.
So let's talk about that. I love that you brought that up first about especially during marriage. You see now it's so sad. I don't know what the divorce rate is, Helen, but I know it's pretty high. And you see that we kind of live in a society where for some people, if they don't get that immediate gratification or they have communication problems, I think they're quick to pull the trigger sometimes in getting a divorce. And then some people just don't have that spiritual background. So when you're in your marriage, as you say that, what was it that about God that just was so enlightening or so helpful to being married and being in that situation?
Well, we've been married for 65 years, and we met in a church, when two churches came together to sing Brahms' Requiem for Easter Soul. Both of us were Christians. Our parents were Christians and brought us up. Archie was from Scotland and I was in Canada. He came out after the World War II. He was in the Royal Air Force just towards the end of the war. And then the Air Force, the Royal Air Force, sent him out to Canada to train over the western coast of Canada and the Rockies to get ready to go to Burma. Thank the Lord, the war ended before he had to go to Burma. So that's the way it started. And he saw Canada firsthand and decided that he loved the country so that he would immigrate to Canada afterwards. And his sister had come out ahead of him. So she lived, happened to live in the same town that I lived in, but I didn't know her. And he came out there to live. It took us a little while before we met. But as I say, we met in when the church came together.
Yeah, and I love that story, first of all. So in talking about that, and you're right, thank goodness he didn't go to Burma at the time, that would have certainly changed things. And we're speaking with Helen Goldie. The name of the book is Life, God's Plan, The Wonder of It All. Tell me about that title, because I understand the God part, God's Plan, The Wonder of It All. When you say The Wonder of It All, do you mean just the wonder of life and things that happen and the peaks and the valleys and all of that?
Yes, I guess I just mean everything inclusive here, because the wonderful way that he led us through. Soon after we were married, two of the different ministers asked my husband if he would ever thought of going into the ministry. It was new to both of us, and he had 3 years to get his BA, 3 years to get his BD, and we were facing that the year after we got married. So married with no money and 6 years of university ahead was pretty daunting. But the Lord found us a way to get through that, and I tell that in my book, how we did. Even Archie taking a church, country church, he was their minister, about 100 in the congregation, and for at least 4 of the years that he was going through. So we had a salary because a child came in the middle of that, and then before we were finished, the second child. So it was a daunting situation, and yet God led us through this very beautifully. And so when I say the wonder of it all, I mean all of that. Later in life, when we saw the world and we met people in so many different countries, I mean, the world is really magnificent, the world that the Lord has made. And we've got to start looking more at God and his creation and believing in God and his creation. And the people that we've met have been just wonderful. And their goals are all the same. When you get to the different countries, you realize, you know, family is so important. And devotion is so important. As you say, holding families together is so important. And God helps you with that. There are so many difficulties that people go through financially and every other aspect. But with God there, there is a way. He will help you through it. And he has with us through many difficulties, sicknesses, and all that sort of thing that everyone has and everyone experiences. So, yes, that's the wonder of it all, because I didn't know how else to express it.
Wow. I think you expressed it perfectly, magnificently there. In talking about the, and I love that, that the financial difficulties, the things that you go through in life, it's fine when you're sailing along, but what happens when you're not? And you talk about having that opportunity, too, to see the world and go to all those countries. What was your, do you have a favorite country or favorite moment of all the places you went, which I know is really difficult when you went to so many amazing places that you talk about in your book?
Yes, well, I guess the most difficult and most exciting and rewarding would be when we got the opportunity while we were still, before the Baptist World Alliance, before Archie went to serve there in the United States. It was back in Canada when we were serving a lot of ethnic groups in the Toronto area. And we're in touch with people, especially in Europe. We got the chance to go to Russia in 1972. Mm. That was at a bad time when it was the Cold War, and their nuclear weapons were facing us and ours were facing them. And we got the opportunity to go. I didn't think I was going to be able to go, but again, God opened the doors. And my sister-in-law looked after my children. I had five by that time. And she, as I say, the doors opened financially. I wasn't going to go with my husband, but things just happened. The Lord opened the doors, and I got to go there. And in that experience, I had always wanted to be a singer, and that hadn't turned out too well because of sickness in home, my mother taking a stroke, and my singing teacher taking a heart attack, all just about the time I was 18 and ready to try to train as a proper singer. And he even thought I might even go to the Juilliard School of Music. So I was very, very excited. And then all of this happened. So the Lord took me through all of that as well. But back to Russia, we visited the Baptist churches, which was, people were saying they didn't have any at that point in time. They didn't have many. But they, in Moscow, in Leningrad, they took us to see Minsk, Belarusia.
Wow.
And we heard all about all they went through during the Second World War, and up into Latvia, Riga, Latvia. Then we visited Hungarian churches and Baptist and Hungarian and Polish churches, and you know, with them, heard the experiences that the Polish people suffered during the war, and the Jewish people in all these areas. But to see them worshiping with a large church and have it packed, absolutely packed full, and hear the choir sing, and Archie preached and I sang at that point in time. So I describe all of that happening, and it was one of the highlights of my life and a thrilling experience to get to know some of the Russian people. We always had interpreters, so we knew what was going on.
And what's so wonderful about that story, Helen, is it brings back around what you said to me, that family, and how important it is for you to have family and to have that relationship with God, because you had family that helped you to make that possible, because you had five children, and if you didn't have the family, you wouldn't have been able to do that if you didn't have that solid background. What do you hope that people take away from reading the book?
Just that God is always with you. If you truly believe in God and His Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, you've got it all, and believe that He's there to help you, that He listens to you when you pray to Him in all the difficult situations. That is wonderful. And sometimes we just think that life is very hard and difficult, and some people almost wish it was over. This is not the case. If they will turn to God, they will find the answers.
I love that sentiment. Oh, my gosh. That just brings it all back around. Pick up Helen Golden's book, Life, God's Plan, The Wonder of It All. You can get it at Litfire, of course, Amazon.com, wherever great books are sold. Helen, I really enjoyed this conversation. Thank you so much for joining us.
It was wonderful to be able to do this with you.
Helen, thanks. That was a terrific message. I love your story, and especially the part where you talk about family and belief, and that people, and it's so sad to me, and I agree with you, where people just want it to be over, and life is such a gift, and if people just had that belief in their heart and could reach, I think it would change a lot of attitudes, and I think we'd have a softer world, a gentler, kinder, a kinder place. So I'm so glad you wrote this book, and thank you for coming on.
Well, it's been lovely to talk with you.
Thanks, Helen.
Find her life lost to be sold. Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
He's got a book out called Connected, A Case of Unique Proximity. And even the title really piqued my curiosity. It's a crime novel, and it has an interesting twist in this novel. So, David, first of all, welcome to the show. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Kate. Happy to be here.
And the title, I like the title because it makes your mind kind of race in a few different directions. And what's interesting about the book is that the twist is, one of the twists is, the big twist, is that you've got conjoined twins featured in the book. Explain what happens here without giving the ending away.
I will not give the ending away, but the setup is, and as I said, it's a crime novel, and it begins right in the first chapter. A Harvard professor is murdered. He's stabbed to death in his apartment. The book takes place in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Cambridge and Boston. And he's murdered, and it's not a mystery because right in the first chapter, we know who did it. We have the murder victim. We have an eyewitness, the murderer's brother, who witnessed the whole thing and actually tried to stop the killing, unsuccessfully, of course. And we have a full confession from the murderer. So it's not a mystery because we know who did it. But the twist is that The murderer and his eyewitness brother happen to be conjoined twins. For the police, they can't even lock up the killer without locking up his innocent brother. So the whole book is not a whodunit, but it's a legal tug-of-war, kind of, as the legal system tries to figure out how they can prosecute a murderer who happens to be literally attached physically to an innocent bystander.
Wow, can you imagine? So how frustrating with the legal system having to wrestle, like you say, with this idea of how do you go after the murderer, but then you have the other twin, the other half, who is immune from the punishment of the murder, which is wild.
Yeah,
how did you,
kind of
how
an
did
interesting
you come,
setup.
How did you come up with this premise? It's so unique. I don't think I've seen anything like this in a book before. What? How did your
mind come up with that? I'm sure nothing like this has ever literally happened, but you're right. I've never seen anything like this even in fiction. What gave me the idea, though, is you asked, Kate, probably, gosh, 25 years ago now, I read a biography called Chang and Eng, and it's about two conjoined twins, Chang and Eng Bunker, who were born in the 1800s in Thailand, which was then known as Siam, hence the term Siamese twins, because they were the first really famous, world-famous ones. In fact, they became very famous. They came to America, and they were in the employ of P.T. Barnum, who exploited them, but they did become very successful. They made a fair amount of money being what they are. And it was such an intriguing biography because it made me realize how different they could be despite being conjoined, how independent their lives could be. They each owned a farm in North Carolina. They were each married. But what really got my attention was that between them, are you sitting down, Kate?
I am. I'm listening.
Yeah. Between them, they had 21 children.
Oh, my gosh. 21
kids? I know. In fact, to this day, there are still literally hundreds of Bunker descendants down in the North Carolina area.
Wow.
Their descendants. Yeah. So that got me thinking, gosh, there must be some mechanism in the human brain that allows you to literally shut out what's happening right inches away from you. And that got me to thinking, because I couldn't get this image out of my mind. So over the years, I was thinking, gosh, one person, one brother, could commit a murder, and his conjoined twin right beside him might not even know till it was all over. And that was kind of the impetus that got me thinking, that'd make a good plot for a murder.
Wow, that just goes to show you how the mind works, how you tuck that fascinating story away, then you pull it out and it becomes one of the catalysts for you writing the novel. You've done some incredible things in your life. You worked as an art director, creative director in the 60s in Boston and in New York and in advertising agencies. So you are a creative person. There's no doubt about it. You know, you have plenty of claims to fame for sure, David, including when I was reading your bio, I was so fascinated that you were featured on TV and media and you also produced this film called Rocket Ship, which was based on
I did not produce that. It's a movie that was an award-winning film, actually. It's a short film, and it was produced and directed by someone else. I did not do that. It's based on my work, though. This screenwriter saw my work at my studio and thought, oh, I think there's a movie in this somewhere. So
wow.
It was he that made the movie, and it actually done quite... It's, won a lot of awards. It was on Virgin Airways in-flight movies for almost a year, so it did very well, but I did not produce it. It was
wow.
just based on my work.
Yeah, you were just the star, basically. It was all about you. I love that. And you're right, and being on Virgin for a year, that's pretty wild. So you had this mind, and you then had that story that was tucked away, and then you came up with the novel. Had you ever written
right.
anything like that before? I mean, had you written books before?
Not like
thought
that.
About?
My previous books had been collections of humorous short stories. In fact, my very first book, as you mentioned, I was at work at advertising agencies back in the 60s. My first book is actually a collection of humorous short stories based on all my adventures and misadventures about all of truly wacky stuff that happens behind the scenes in advertising back in the days of Mad Men.
Exactly, and my mind's working. I'm thinking of Mad Men. You got to give us, you can't tease us like this because there's millions of people listening. Give us a little juicy morsel.
I'm sorry?
Give us a morsel. Give us a little story about behind the scenes.
Well, that book is called Defying Gravity, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many, as I said, bizarre stories that have happened just in my tenure in the decades I worked in advertising. There are stories about a $600 roll of toilet paper. Let me see. A story about Twinkies and condoms. Very enlightening. It's not only a humorous collection of humorous show stories, but I think people would find it very enlightening because there are so many things that I tell that consumers really don't know. There's one chapter called Truth in Advertising, a diet product called AIDS. Some people may remember that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's around anymore.
Yeah, no. Wow.
So there's also a story about why my award-winning TV commercial was banned in Boston. So, as I said, that book is called Defying Gravity.
Defying Gravity. All right. So I'm sure people are scribbling that down right now. Now, with Connected, and again, the way that story was spurred on in your mind and then coming up with it, is there a chance there'd be any kind of a sequel to this?
There could be. There could be. Without giving away the ending, there could be.
Because I think there would be much more to tell there. It'd be, I think, absolutely fabulous. What was the best part about writing this book?
The best part was, well, I always like just watching the story unravel because it's not like I know different writers have different processes that, you know, some people do a long outline first and then go fill in the blanks. I know how it's going to begin and I know how it's going to end. Everything that happens in the middle, to me, just kind of is a flow. I just start writing and I edit as I go along. I don't do a quick once-over and then go back and fill in the blanks. To me, what keeps me going writing a story is the detail as I write it, and that spurs me on to the next detail. So it's possible there could be a sequel. I'm waiting for the movie to come out myself.
Yeah. Oh, I think it'd be a fascinating movie. I love it. And we want to make sure that we tell everybody again, because I know I'm going to get hit up for this. You can get this book. You can go on Amazon, right? You can go to BarnesandNoble.com
and get it. Yeah, BarnesandNoble.com. You can get it right from the publisher, Litfire Publishing, L-I-T-F-I-R-E, Litfire Publishing. And you can get it any of those places. Yeah, a lot of your local bookstore may have it. I don't know. I know the one down the street from me here in New Hampshire has it.
That's awesome. I love it. So pick up that book, David Random, Connected, A Case of Unique Proximity. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on. You're fascinating.
Oh, thanks, Kate. It was a pleasure.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.